Welcome to the teaching, purpose discovery, and prophetic ministry of Reverend Femi Akinola, commissioned by God with a mandate to deliver the oppressed and afflicted, and help guarantee the fulfillment of their God-ordained purposes through the unveiling of the mysteries of God's kingdom. Be richly blessed.
I refuse to suffer with them. I didn't hear you. I, Olufemi Akinola, I refuse to suffer with them. So today I'm going to be showing you what they call the battle of collective captivity. See, you've got to pray and remove your head from every nonsense that's happening in your family. I've told several times, I am not like them. Yeah, you are not even beside them. Because you serve a God that does not fail. Jeremiah chapter 50 verse 33. Thus said the Lord of hosts. Look at it. The children of Israel and children of Judah are oppressed together. Somebody say, not me. He said, all of them, he said, this one, they are oppressed together. And these are children of God. All who took them captive, held them fast. The person that is holding them is not joking with them. He's holding them. The person is serious. I said they refuse to let them go. Stretch your hand, let me pray for you. Oh God. They will let you go.
Yes.
I'm not hearing you. I said they will let you go.
Yes.
Spiritually, they will let you go.
Yes.
Are you there? Financially, they will let you go.
Yes.
Physically, you will break through.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. I refuse to suffer with them. Bible says, you know, Israel and the Judah and some of the guys. God, thank you. Even children said, that's real. Very sharp. He said, I'm not suffering with them. Your father is short. Your mother is short. I'm not taking it. Praise God. Hallelujah. What happened? Jeremiah 50:33 again. KJV. Amen. The children of the Lord of hosts. Sorry. Thus said the Lord of hosts. The children of Israel and children of Judah were oppressed together. Somebody say, God forbid. I was in primary 4 when I told my parents. Until today, I'm praying for it. What I said. I didn't come to this family to suffer. Primary 4. I should have kept my mouth shut. The beating I received that day is not from Nigeria. I'm not going to suffer like you people. I came to change everything here. Primary 4. In fact, I told her, I said, in fact, I am your father. The next day, I was accused falsely because of what I prophesied yesterday. We were young when we were coming on Georgia Road, and I told him, I said, Timothy, did you see that jeep? That kind of cars I'll be using. Ask him. Open your mouth to say, I refuse to suffer with them. Say, let me hear you. All of them in your family, they're having bad marriage. Somebody said, not me. Not me. There is a battle you must settle. I want to set it on this altar today. This battle has turned winners to losers. There is a battle you must settle on this altar today. This battle has turned royalty to servants. There is a battle you must solve here today. When? Today. There are some people will resort to insult. There is a battle you must, we will, somebody say, I refuse to suffer with them. He has turned heroes to zeros. You must remove yourself from the umbrella of collective captivity. I, Olufemi Akinola, I reject collective captivity. If you are the one I pray for now, yes, amen, let me hear you.
Yes.
There is a battle that has turned gold and gold mines to dustbin. There's a battle that has turned pastors to past tense. There's a battle that has turned prophets to parrots. There's a battle that has turned great men to noisemaker. I, Olufemi Akinola, I'm not hearing you. I refuse to suffer with them. Their lot is not my lot. Their portion is not my portion. I am connected to the Most High. I will not die like them. I will not be poor like them. I will not suffer like them. Somebody shout a big amen. Let me hear you. There is a battle that has turned extraordinary people to nonsense individuals. Yeah. They were born with prophecy, yeah, but they found themselves in a family that has an umbrella of Nassau. Everybody go be. Somebody say, not me. Come, let me show you. I'll just preach for 5 or 10 minutes. Well, we have something to say to here. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 30 to 33. It's a problem of collective captivity. All of us the same. No, not me and them. Wherefore, the Lord of hosts said, I said indeed that your house and the house of your father should walk before me forever. That means Eli's family and his descendants will walk before the Lord forever. They will become priests. But now, the Lord said, be far from me. For them that honor me, will I honor. That's why you have to be honoring God. If you don't honor God, God will collect honor from you. You will not be dishonored in life. For them that honor me, I will honor. When I was growing up, you don't walk to church when you are late. Now, Gen Z, you'll be posting to church. But he said, and they that despise me, I will lightly esteem. Next verse. Behold, the days come that I will cut off thy arm and the arm of thy father's house. He never finished. And that there shall not be an old man in your house. Somebody say, God forbid. That means no matter how they pray, all of them by 40, 45, 50, they are gone. Next verse. And thou shalt see an enemy in my habitation, which God shall give Israel, and there shall not be an old man in your house forever. Somebody say, God forbid again. I thought it was over. Next chapter, 1 Samuel, no, the same chapter, verse 36. Look at it. Verse 36. I will not suffer like them. And it shall come to pass. Evil will not come to pass over your life. And it shall come to pass that everyone that is left in your house shall come uncrushed. To him for a piece of silver and a morsel of bread, and shall say, put me, I pray thee, into one of the priest's offices. They'll be begging for permission that I may eat a piece of bread. Connect to this place. Let me pray for you. Now, whatever your name is called, today, the calamity of your family is no longer your portion in the name of Jesus. Oh, I'm not hearing you. The portion of failure, shame, and disgrace of your family is no longer your lot in life in the name of Jesus. Whatever their lot is, whatever happened between them and God, that made God to turn his back on them, concerning you, may you find the favor of God in the name of Jesus. Whatever has made God to dishonor your family, today your portion is changing for honor in the name of Jesus. Whatever has been written concerning the evil portion of your family, today you are writing it them, you are writing them in the name of Jesus. I want to be sure I pray for you. If you are the one I pray for, you shout 7 amen and pack your blessings. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Sit on the head of your enemies. God intended that the house of Eli would serve for him forever. But there was an issue between God and Eli that Eli did not settle. Where your parents have failed to settle, the issue between them and God that has affected your life and your destiny. Oh yeah, receive deliverance today in the name of Jesus. I told my family several times, from me to you, there will be no battle. Can I pray for you? From you to your children, there will be no battle. Mammy, shall be from you to your children. it was because of your mother, they will not say it was because of you. Or I say from you to your children, there will be no battle in the name of Jesus. You will like this one. Instead of battle, there will be breakthrough. Oh yeah, Shabidada in the name of Jesus. Thank you, precious Lord. The Lord said there's somebody here. Anytime you're about to achieve something great in life, a dream come. And after that dream, the thing cancel. Thus said the Lord, you will not have that dream again. So there was a pronouncement on the house of Eli. Two pronouncements. He said, forever, there will be no old man in that house. And number two, that there will be constant beggars. This will not be your portion. He said, none of his descendants will see old age. This is only for 120 of us here. May you see old age. You're not saying me at the back there. May you see old age. He said, the people that now see old age, they'll be beggar. Let me see your hand as I pray for you. You will never end your life as a beggar. If you are the one I pray for, let me hear me. I said, you will never end your life as a beggar. You will not die at your prime. Borrow me. Urgent 2K will not be your portion. Borrow me. Urgent 20,000 naira shall not be your portion in the name of Jesus. Borrow me. School fees will not be your portion in the name of Jesus. Borrow me. Wig will not be your portion in the name of Jesus. Borrow me. Shoe will not be your portion in the name of Jesus. As I pray for you as your priest, so shall it be forever in the name of Jesus. In some family, anybody that will help that family die first. Look at me, everybody. And don't forget this. I say to people, when I tell you something, don't believe. Read your Bible yourself. And number two, please observe. Anytime you see a family suffering, their helper has been killed. See, in every family, God will put at least one person that must stand and bring others up. When you see everybody is suffering, they cannot eat, they are drinking garri, they are everything tough. Their helper, they have killed it. May you be the next helper of that family. This amen is giving me so much problem. I said, may you be the next lifter of that family. I said, God does not lift everybody at the same time. Jabez prayed. God lifted him, he lifted others. Bible said, Jabez built an estate for all his brothers. Kai, estate. The Lord told us last 2 weeks that wealth is coming. Sure, you remember. I can see that I'm still claiming it. The wealth is coming. Prepare for it. Say it every time. Be sensitive to it. Wealth is coming. There are some things. Can you do this? Can you do this? Tell them you can do it. Because wealth is coming. Let me tell you. I read from the book of Genesis that inside famine, Isaac prosper. Oh, yeah, sit down very well. Let me pray for you. Inside this famine, you will make money. Let me show you like 10 or 20 things that will happen when people suffer together in a family or when they are under one terrible, wicked, satanic, collective captivity canopy. Number one, nobody in that family, no matter how plenty they are, none of them will live long. You have a particular age that they are dying. Number two, they will begin to practice incest. So you see, incest in a family. Father with daughters, brother with sister. There is a collective captivity there. I was in secondary school. One of my friends had this problem. And I told him, he said, he slept with his cousin. And I said, it's not ordinary. It didn't start from you. And he was very angry. We were in secondary school. Can you imagine that? By the time we got to university, he called me from Uniben, where he was, and said, Femi, you know what you told me when we were in secondary school? I think it's true. And he told me what was happening between his father and his father's sister. Even at that age, it's dirty. Can I pray for you? They are not ready here. Can I pray for you here, Jerry? Whatever nonsense your family is known for, may you change them in the name of Jesus. Do you hear the prayer I prayed for you? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, precious Lord. Our God is a good God. You are wonderful. I will tell you what happened. You are wonderful. I will tell you what happened. Just sing it. Come on, time. You are wonderful. You are not singing it, though.
Oh, Lord, you are wonderful. You are worthy.
The Lord says, I should tell somebody here, the mark of the enemy upon your life has been removed now. The second thing that happened now, the Lord said, there is a sister here. All people that propose to you, the next meeting after proposal, they don't want to see you again. The Lord said, that thing has stopped forever. That's why I pause to thank him. You are wonderful.
You are wonderful.
I'm not hearing your voice.
You are worthy, oh Lord. You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord.
What happened when there is the collective captivity in a family, and unfortunately they'll be going to church, you there will be what I call hereditary disease. I grew up to find out my leg used to sound when I walk my leg, pa pa pa, and the same thing happened to my father. I just carry water, I carry blood, I carry spirit. I started washing my leg with it. If I'm tiptoeing behind, you can't hear now. You will find out the same problem that mother has is coming to the daughter. The same problem that father has is coming to the son. I said, from your father to you, from your mother to you, whatever has flown that is not of God, is stopped right now and catch fire in the name of Jesus. When there is a collective captivity, there will be what I call insanity. 10 minutes madness. 5 minutes madness, and they will quickly recover again. This is very fine, man, but it decreases sometimes.
Yeah.
When there is a collective canopy in the family, the men will be marrying witches. When there is collective canopy or canopy in the family, what happens is that in that family, we notice what I'm telling you now. If you find it happening in your family, just take your Bible and mark like this and pray. Men don't walk. It is the woman that will walk and put food on the table. Men. In some family that they suffer together, what happened there? That family, women, they will become what I call very young widows. They lose their husband. Nobody here will lose anything good again. In some family, there's what I call lack of favor. How can the whole family, nobody's losing favor? No. If God does not answer the husband first, he answers the woman. Abi, if the woman, then the firstborn, secondborn, everybody buy. I know there's a problem. Can I pray for you? Let the door of favor open for your family in the name of Jesus. When there's this problem in family, there's what I call short memory. And there's nothing you do for that family, none of them will remember that you have ever helped them. No one will say, no, we cannot do this to this woman. This woman was there for us. It's short memory. That is it. It's a problem in a collective thing upon all of them. Some is uncontrollable anger. Yes. Some is financial problem. They know they get money. And you know what? Give them 1 billion, they will not be able to account for it. Because there is a spell upon their life. My head rejects nonsense. You are there too. I say my own head. I'm talking about my own head. Though. My head. Reject failure. Shout the big amen. Because there's financial difficulty. The father will be begging the daughter that is in secondary school. Can I get 5K from you? You want her to turn to Ashawo? So the girl wants to meet up to help the father or the mother. Nonsense. My head reject nonsense. So family, there is gynecological problem. They always have a problem with their womb. You will just see the trace that somebody before is passing through this. Nonsense button will not be passed to you again in the name of Jesus. So family, it is suicide. They are always thinking, let me just end it. Let me just kill myself. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The Lord says, I should tell somebody here, what the devil stole from you has been restored. Will you come back and share testimony? Because you will remember. Let me show you this. Matthew 27, 24, and 25. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. The Lord said, your son will rise again. That means your money will come again. The Lord said, you lost your smile. The Lord said, I'm putting a laughter in your mouth now. Don't forget to, you lost your smile. You are not laughing again. The Lord said, but they smile. The Lord said, I am, oh God, the Lord said, I'm putting a laughter. Oh my God. Let me put it back. Let me read it. And Pilate saw that he could not prevail nothing. He was telling them, let's leave this man alone. They said, no, we're not going to agree. But that rather a tumult was made. He carried water and washed his hands before the multitude, saying, I am innocent of the blood of this just person. See to it. Look at the answer they gave. Everybody, look at the answer. One, two, go. Then answer all the people. And they said, his blood, that means the blood of Jesus, be on them and on their children. See, today, all the family that said this, they are going to the temple and hitting their head, go and see something else, on the rock, asking for forgiveness. Their father that said it, they are dead, though, but they are paying for it. You will not pay for what you did not buy. Thank you, precious Lord. Oh, thank you, Father. We give you praise. Thank you, precious Lord. Four times you are supposed to be promoted, but somebody sat on it. I don't know where you are. The Lord said, the person sitting on your promotion, I have removed him. Come again. Let me show you this before we begin to pray. Joshua chapter 6, verse 26. Joshua 6, 26. Oh, thank you, precious Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. I don't know where this child is. There's a student here that you have brain problem. You don't remember nothing. The Lord said your brain stolen has been restored now. Then, Joshua 6, 26, and let's round off. And Joshua adjourned them at that time. That's why you can't just go and live in a particular street. Say, cause be the man before the Lord that rises up and builded this city, Jericho. And he shall lay the foundation with what? With his first son. And his young girls shall use to finish the gate. Now, that place that Joshua made a cause, the whole city, it is what they call all complete building they have there. You can't just go and buy land anywhere. You can't just go and start saying, I want to rent out somewhere. You must find out. Every street, in fact, every market has a foundation. Market. Before you see a market, there are things they have done there. There are rituals they have done there. There are people they will collect once a year, once a month. That's why Christians, you must pray before going to market anyhow. Hospitals, then they get donation. There are people they take, even from the doctors or from the patient, every year, maybe 12. You will not walk into the trap of death in the name of Jesus. Thank you, precious Lord. What is the way out? I want us to pray. Time is running. Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life. You know the song?
Whosoever cometh to it shall never
die. Also, in the school teacher, let me teach all the children this song from small. Teach them, let them know. I met Jesus when I was in primary 4. That way, Jesus, that way. Sing it out, let them be hearing.
The truth
and the life. Children, are you hearing?
Whosoever cometh to me shall
Teach it to all your children. There's no other God except Jesus. Whatever thing you want to go into because you want to break this city, it's not captivity.
I will never worship
my maker.
Yeah. I will never worship
my maker.
Oh yes,
my maker.
You have to be born again. That's the first and the best way for us. Then number two, please listen to this. Number two is complicated. You can receive deliverance either of these two. Individual or collective. Now pay attention. Collective, that means you, your brother, your sister, all your family will come together and they will pray. Most of the time it doesn't work. Because one devil there will say in a lie, all this pastor and everything, I'm not praying any prayer. Second way, individual. What do I call it? Individual. When you come out of the gutter, you'll be able to say, okay, you come. You don't want to come?
Mm-hmm.
You come. You don't want to come? Let me show you how I got salvation. So, most times, the best way is individual. And when you in the family, you know the people that serve God with you, call them and pray. If they are not following you, please break the chain and the shame. Now, number three, very important, confess the sins of your parents. Confess your sins too. And number four, break the yoke of collective captivity. Break the yoke of I'm not suffering with you now. I was barely in year one university when I started giving. And I told you, give what your parents have not given. What did I say? You all know your father's capacity here, you know? Do what he has not done. I started giving to pastors. I bought a car for my father and the Lord. We started giving. They still forgot about us. We closed up the shrine connected to Balogun. We gave them salary. Don't start that thing again. The Orisha left us alone. Can I pray for you? The Orisha, the assembly of your family will leave you alone. Rise on your feet and meet me at the altar.
Mutimo no yino. Ala
holy father.
Meet me at the altar. Come.
Yes, no yeah.
Pray like a mad prophet. Lift up your hands and worship him for deliverance. Worship him. Just worship him. Come on, worship him.
All thy God.
Worship him. Go ahead.
They are the works of men. Jesus, you are the only one. There is none like
one more time.
You.
Oh Lord thy God.
Oh Lord thy God.
Mention their name.
They are the works of men. Oh. There is none like Lord of God. Oh Lord, they are the works of men.
They are the works of men.
Jesus, you are the only living God, the only God. There is none like you.
Now open your mouth and worship God. Kalaraba, Malotos, Eretoli, Makarato, Oroko Teyala.
Jesus should be the only one, though. There is none like you, God. There is none
like you, God.
He's
too big. He's too big. He cannot
pay. They are the ones of many. Jesus, you are the only God. Yeah. There is none. There is none.
Oh, Lord,
like
God.
your hand and say, my Father, my helper. I stand on behalf of my family. Every family sin and family yoke. Oh Lord, show mercy and break my yoke tonight. Somebody pray like a mad prophet.
There is no refuge.
Somebody pray. Somebody, are you praying? If you can pray, then I congratulate you. If you cannot pray, I am sorry for you. Family yoke, break. Family yoke, break, 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 break. Hey, somebody pray. Hey, somebody pray. Hey, somebody pray. Look at what is happening here. Look at cobweb coming out of somebody's head. Look at cobweb coming out of somebody's head. Look at this. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Congratulations. As we are praying now, cobweb just came out of somebody's head. You are delivered in the name of Jesus. My Father, my helper. In the name of Jesus, deliver me from the sins of my parents. Lift up your voice and pray in the name of Jesus. Hey, somebody pray. Deliver me from the sins of my parents. If you can pray, I congratulate you.
Only you are God. Igwe. Only you are God. Igwe.
Somebody, are you praying? In Jesus' mighty name we pray. We are going to shout the blood of Jesus 7 times. And we are going to begin to pray by the blood. You say, the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. After the 7 times, you will say, I break every curse over my life by the blood of Jesus. Are you ready to pray? You will call the blood of Jesus 7 times. You are going to begin to say, I break every curse that is upon my life by the blood of Jesus. Somebody lift up your voice and begin to pray in the name of Jesus. One. That is two. That is three. That is four. Come on. Five. Come on. That is six. Come on. Lift up your voice and pray. I break. Any curse that is upon my life. Oh, they are breaking already. They are breaking. They are breaking. Any curse that's upon my life. Father's side, mother's side. I break. Somebody, are you breaking it? Somebody, are you breaking? I break. Somebody, are you breaking? Cardos. It's happening. Break. break, 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 break. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. And the Lord said, weep no more, for I have heard and answered your prayers. Lift up your voice and say, my Father, my Maker. Say it again, say, my Father, my Helper. Deliver me from inherited bondages. Lift up your voice and cry to God, somebody. Inherited bondages. Inherited bondages. Somebody, are you praying? Lift up your voice. Deliver me, Lord. Karoski. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Somebody say, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, today, bring me out of the umbrella of collective captivity. Say, my Father, today, bring me out of the umbrella of collective suffering. My Maker, today, bring me out of the umbrella of collective family shame. Lift up your voice and cry to God. Somebody, are you praying? Somebody, are you praying? Bring me out of it. Oh yeah, remove your head from this umbrella. Come out of this umbrella. Come out of it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Somebody, are you praying? In Jesus' name we pray. I break every chain and shackles connecting me to my generation. I break every chain and shackles connecting me to failure. I break every chain and shackles connecting me to poverty. Lift up your voice and cry to God. Are you breaking it? Are you breaking? Hey, somebody breaking this. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Listen, I don't know where you are. Whether you are there, whether you are there or you are here. The Lord said you are married to a devil. And you know it's burning. The Lord said I should tell you, freedom cometh. Everybody pray this prayer. Any power holding me down. See, you will praise God for 2 to 3 minutes. Walk by draw, like a mad prophet. Say, any power holding me down. Say, let me hear you now. Let me hear you again. Say, let me hear you now. Your time is up. Lose your hold by fire and be roasted by fire. Lift up your voice, somebody, and cry. Lose, 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 lose. lose your hope. Hey, somebody pray. Hey, somebody pray. They are releasing you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. I'm out here in Jesus' mighty name we pray. And the Lord said, the person blocking you, I have uprooted them. Don't forget to come back and share testimony, because there will be happening. Not next year, in these 21 days, 21 Wednesdays, you will begin to see them happen in the name of Jesus Christ. Lift up your hands and say, Father, I believe you. Say, let me hear you loud and clear. Say, anybody saying it's impossible for me to rise. What did I say? Say again, let me hear you. My Father, my helper, lift me higher than them and make me shine in their lifetime by fire. Oh yeah, gbadura be, gbadura be, gbadura be. They say you will not rise. You are not only going to rise. You are going to rise and shine. Ah, even Joshua is praying. You are going to rise and shine. You are going to rise and shine. Are you praying here? In Jesus' name we pray. This one is going to happen within the next 7 days. Say, every stubborn enemy that pursued my parents. Every stubborn battle that pursued my parents. Say, enough is enough. Collide with the rock of ages. Any stubborn problem, stubborn enemy that pursue my parents, they are now pursuing me. Oh yeah, collide with the rock of ages. Oh yeah, gbadua. Are you praying? Are you praying? Hey, somebody pray. You pursue my father. You pursue my mother. Now you are pursuing me. I run to God. Somebody say, I run to God's altar. I run to God. Oh, I run to God. Collide with the rock of ages. Collide with the rock of ages. Are they praying here? Are they praying here? Are they praying here? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Shamidada. In Jesus' name we pray. You will not suffer what your parents suffered. On my left here, asthma just disappear on my left here now. Listen again. Asthma disappear on my left here right now. Thank you, precious Lord. Lift up your voice and say, my Father, my Maker. I run to your altar. Any baton I collected from my Father. Baton of failure. Baton. Whatever is passed from your father to you, you call it a baton. Any baton I collected from my father, baton of failure, baton of shame, baton of delay, baton of tears, baton of no marriage. Say, I will not pass to my children. I drop them now. I reject them now. Someone lift up your voice and begin to pray. I run to your altar. I run to your altar. Any baton we are collect from my papa, any baton I collect from my mother. Hey! Hey, are you praying? I will not pass on my children. This bullshit. Somebody, are you praying? This pain, this poverty, this delay, I will not pass on my children. Somebody say, I drop it. I reject it. I cancel it. Oh my God. Pray, pray, pray your prayer. Hey. Pray. Pray, pray. Children, pray, 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 pray. Are you praying? In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Let us be more rascally. Our forefathers went to an altar and they lost blessing there. You have come to this altar. Say after me, say, Father, from this altar, every wealth of my ancestors stolen by wicked altar, I collect them back. I possess the wealth, the lost wealth of my ancestors. I possess them back. Oh yeah, lift up your voice and pray. Make sure you pray now. Be rascal, be rascal. Be very rascally. Are you praying? Thank you, Lord. Somebody, are you praying? Are you praying here? I possess the wealth, the blessing that I saw from my fathers. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Stretch your hand and say, Father, in the name of Jesus. Say, I shall succeed. I shall accomplish. I shall progress. Are you praying? I shall do exploit. Succeed. Achieve. Do exploit. Make progress. Accomplish great things in life. Are you ready to pray? Do you remember them? Anyone you can remember, yeah, lift up your voice and pray. I must succeed. I must achieve. I must accomplish. I must make progress. I must make progress. I must accomplish. I must exploit. Make great exploits in life and destiny. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. There's a woman here, your hair is falling off. Yes, your head is falling off and you are ashamed, you're always covering it. That disease, the arrow that is making your head to fall off, has gone back to the sender now. There's a man here, one side of your chest is paining you. Breathe in and out. And let the hands of God begin to touch you. And let that pain disappear now in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Stretch your hand here. Let me pray for you. And when you are going, you will touch this altar. Hey, I pray for you. The success that did not record in your family, you will record them. Yeah. I have taught you some things. I've taught you some things. Make sure that they use something that they teach you. The strong man of your father's house will leave you alone. I said, the strong man of your father's house will back off from your life in the name of Jesus. The power that troubled your mother and have decided to trouble you now, I command them to collide with the rock and die in the name of Jesus. You don't de pray, you don't de pray, you don't de pray. The Lord said, meet me at the altar. From this altar, I need this angel to go ahead and fight your battle in the name of Jesus. Power to succeed. Power to accomplish. Power to make progress. power to do exploits. Oh yeah, receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. Any situation here now that looks dead, I command them to begin to rise, to shine in the name of the Lord Jesus. Your glory will rise. Then your story will change. In the name of Jesus. What your father lost from the altar, from this altar, we are taking them back in the name of Jesus. What your mother lost from the altar, oh yeah, from the altar, oh yeah, take them in the name of Jesus. As you take them, they manifest as positive money, testimony, breakthrough for you in the name of Jesus. You will not suffer like them, oh, in the name of Jesus. You will not fail like them, oh, in the name of Jesus. You will not die like them, oh, in the name of Jesus. You will not beg like them, oh, in the name of Jesus. You will not go down like them in the name of Jesus. As I pray for you, as your priest and father, any priest, wicked priest behind your problem, die by fire in the name of Jesus. So I declare you free today from every collective suffering. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. God punish the devil.
I am a father.
Almighty Father. He is King of kings and Lord of lords. I have a father.
I have a father.
I have a father. Almighty Father. He is King of kings and Lord of lords. I have a Father.
You don't know what you have here. Last year, September, I had an issue. I can't tell anybody. It was within my family. So I carried my fourth daughter case here on this altar and I cried to God. And in 1 week, God gave me the money I'd never seen in my lifetime. In 1 week. Not 10, not 20 in 1 week. Because I ran to this altar. Not the joke with this altar. My sweat is here. My money is here. My anointing is here. And it's going to be torn like that till December 25th. Amen. Don't joke with it. So you will no longer suffer like them. Amen. Don't ever open your mouth to say, I don't get money. I'm rich. I'm blessed.
We believe you've been richly blessed by this message. You can join our counseling hour every Tuesday from 7 a.m. at Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry. Our prophetic hour of solution holds every first Wednesday of the month, time 7 a.m. every other Wednesday of the month. Apart from the first Wednesday is our healing service, time 6 p.m. Our Jericho Hour program holds every fourth Saturday of the month, time 7 a.m. Join us every Sunday, our prophetic Super Sunday service, every Sunday by 7:30 a.m. for online radio, podcast, and live streaming of our services. Visit our church website at www.femiakelaministries.com. Subscribe to our daily devotional and take advantage of our platform for our books and messages. You can also enjoy free messages download on our Telegram channel. Join Reverend Femi Akiola Ministries International on search for our handle, Sewing Official. For prayer, counseling, and inquiries, call 0806-460-3022 and 0809-237-7861 or 0806-078-2036. Email contact@femiakinolaministries.com. Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry. Raising a people of integrity. Power, purpose, and supreme power.